Wow, what a great looking group. I don't know whether I should faint or pray. So if you'll indulge me for a minute, I think I should probably pray for a minute and ask my higher power in. So give me just a minute. Thank you. Because when I get into fear, God goes away, right? So I have to remember to always pray. Thank you, Diane, for asking me to speak, and thank you to the committee, and thank you for those who went before me, Joe and Thomas, right? My name's Patty, and I am powerless. And I have spent my entire, thank you, I have spent my entire life changing you to make me okay, right? And so I am the daughter of, the granddaughter of, the spouse of, the niece of, the aunt of, and the sister of an alcoholic. So I qualify for this program, absolutely. And when I got to this program, I got here in Atlanta, Georgia, is where I started in the program, and I was absolutely bankrupt. Bankrupt spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and monetarily. And I remember thinking two things before I got to this program. One, I don't think there is a God. I was that unhappy. I was just surviving. And two, these people who say they love life, they're liars. I don't understand that. I have never, ever, ever loved life. I never could get that concept. Again, I was only surviving. I wasn't suicidal, didn't have the guts to do that, but I was just surviving, and I hated my life. I got into this program, like I said, in Atlanta, Georgia, and it took me 9 months, I think, of just dabbling in this program. I thought I had an easier, softer way, right? It was my way. I was going to work the program because I still thought, if you would change, I would be okay. I hated being in Al-Anon. I hated having to find an answer. Because if you would just quit drinking, if you would be okay, then I would be okay. And it didn't work that way. It took me 9 months to figure that out. 9 months, and I landed in City of Atlanta jail, me. And I wondered, wonder how I got here. I can't blame anybody else, right? I spent the whole day there contemplating that, and I got out, and I thought, maybe I have some problems, right? And so I ran to the meeting that I started in, and with my tail tucked, and I asked for a sponsor. And that's when I started working the steps. You can go to the meetings, you can dabble in the meetings, you can go around the meetings, and you can read some of the literature. But if you're not getting a sponsor and you're not working the 12 steps, you're not going to get this program. You're not going to grow. And that's what I discovered after 9 months. So I stayed there, great recovery groups, lots of meetings there. And then as a result of working my program, I had some friends who were speaking at a convention in Alabama. And I went along to hear to support a speaker there. And that's where I met my husband. And luckily, I've never seen him take a drink. So he's a sober member of AA. And I'm very grateful that I continued in this program. And I wouldn't have had those opportunities if I hadn't. And eventually moved over to Alabama and found recovery over there and started working there. It took several years, and we were there for several years. We have two wonderful children. And when I had children, it's amazing because I started reacting to my children like I did an active alcoholic in my home. Once again, I tried controlling them and manipulating them, and if they didn't do what I asked them to do, I went back to my old ways. And so I had to really begin to try and grasp that concept of emotional sobriety. If I can't fix you, I'm not okay, and I go crazy. And so I heard it said once in a meeting that, what is it? Fear is your will not being done in the future. Anger is your will not being done now, and resentment is your will not being done in the past. I was dealing with a lot of anger and a lot of fear because I thought I was not going to raise my children right. So I had to really begin to work the program around that and let go and trust that they have a higher power too. It's not easy. And so I'm grateful today. It's a high quality problem, right? I don't have to live with active alcoholism today, but I have to live with children, and I work the program around them. So I had the wonderful opportunity a couple years ago to move to Brussels. And when this opportunity was presented to me, I said, wow, that maybe we want to. There's a lot of steps to do this. But I said to my husband, do we want to move to Brussels? He said, okay. And then as soon as my kids came home, he said, guess what, we're moving to Brussels. And my daughter crying and all this. And I said, you know, first of all, I have to apply for the job. Many steps have to happen. But I got sponsored direction to say, bless it or block it. Pray, bless it or block it. And that's what I started doing. Bless it or block it. And I had to trust every time I moved a step forward and I prayed, bless it or block it. Did a lot of journaling, worked the steps around it. And we got the call that I didn't get the job in Brussels. And I said, oh, okay, I guess that's God's will. And then something happened where all of a sudden that got changed. And here we are, we're in Brussels. And I got over here, we moved here in January of 19. No, excuse me, that was next year. January of 16, we're supposed to leave in 19. And I got over here and I once again reverted to what I did when I first got into this program. I thought I could sponsor myself. And I was reading the literature and I might have found a meeting or two, but I was sponsoring myself and I started going crazier and crazier, and my family was really going crazier too. I heard somebody say one time, the only reason why I knew active alcoholism was in my home was because my crazy Al-Anon mother. And I could relate to that, I really could. And I heard that. One day when I was going insane and raging, that thought popped into my head. And I thought, oh my God, I'm contributing to the family disease of alcoholism, right? So eventually, I finally found the meeting here, and I'm still reading the literature, but the one thing I didn't have was a sponsor here, right? And so I still have my sponsor back in the States, and I was so afraid to let go of her. I was so afraid, but we would only talk to each other once a month. Wasn't enough. And I was sponsoring myself and wondering why this program wasn't working. I'm going back to the basics, right? I'm praying on my knees and I'm reading the steps and literature every single day, meditating. But I wasn't talking to a sponsor. And I'll tell you, when I started talking to a sponsor, it was coincidental. I walked into this meeting, I thought she was somebody else. Hey, how you doing? And I said, yeah. Oh, okay, great, sorry. Thank you. And I asked her to be my sponsor, immediately started working, and I immediately began to feel better because she got me back in the steps, and I started working through the fourth step in a deeper way and identifying my character defects. So important. So if you think you can sponsor yourself, I would strongly advise against it. You'll go absolutely crazy. I will wrap it up with this. Last weekend, just when you think my life is going great and I'm feeling almost taking it for granted, maybe feeling a little ungrateful. And last Friday night, we were all asleep and we get a knock on the door. And this young man of another American family thought it was his house. He was drunk as a skunk. And my husband had the opportunity to try and 12-step him that night. And I'm getting choked up. The reason why I'm getting choked up is because I got the opportunity to talk to the family. And his parents were so desperate and so sad. And they were driving around at 2 in the morning, all through Brussels, Grand Place and everything, looking for him. I remember that. I remember doing that. And I don't ever want to go back there again. They were so... And I just wanted to hug them and tell them all. I just wanted to promote this program. Tell them that there is a program. And that's the best I could do, is just say, you know, there's a program for families of alcoholics. Because they are so wrapped up in fixing him. And that's all I did, is I said, there's a program for families of alcoholics. It's Al-Anon. And that's all. And then I left the rest to God. If they want to pick it up and run with it, that's up to them and God. And I have to let that go. I'm so very grateful that I don't have to deal with that today, that I have tools, I have a sponsor, I have this program. I remember, again, feeling so bankrupt, and the moment I started feeling a little bit of joy was when I noticed a bird singing. That's all it took, is a bird singing. I didn't hear that before this program. And I'm so very grateful forever indebted to this program and those that continue to pass it down. Thank you.
Thank you.